New Dangerfield is a supergroup in the rarefied tradition of old-timey music. Its goal? To reclaim and advance the black string band tradition. New Dangerfield was originally conceptualized by award-winning banjoist Trey Wellington, who enlisted three other acclaimed black roots musicians, multi-instrumentalist and vocalist Kaya Cater, fiddler and singer Jake Blunt, and bassist Nelson Williams. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with Nelson in anticipation of New Dangerfield's debut, Sunday, June 22nd, on the main stage of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Nelson, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Susan. It's great to be here.
Thank you. You're a founding member of New Dangerfield and a member of the acclaimed bluegrass band Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. You're also a supporting artist for the likes of Jake Blunt, Eva Lavolo, Katie Martucci, Lizzie No, and others. But that is now. Please share something of your then, namely, talk about young Nelson and your path from boyhood to professional musician. Do you come from a family of music makers?
Yeah, so there's only one member of my family who I would describe primarily as a musician, and it was one of my uncles. He was very much a Louisiana cowboy. He played blues guitar, and he was the only member of the family who really made me feel like, oh, music is something that happens close to me.
Okay. Who were and or are your mentors and muses?
Yeah, so when I first started playing upright bass in high school, a recording of a bass concerto by Bud Asini crossed my ears, and the bass player who played it was, of course, Edgar Meyer, who is a very familiar face at Telluride.
But
through him, I really realized how amazing, how technical a bass player could really be. And I feel like I've been chasing him and Paul Kuwerk and Ethan Yojevitz, who I feel like are all one of the same family bass players. I feel like I've been chasing their technical prowess and sound since I picked up the bass.
Thank you for that. Continuing in a logical progression from your youth to esteemed bassist, how did you hook up with New Dangerfield?
Yeah, so I like to think of New Dangerfield as a meeting of both friends and mutually respected musicians. Out of the band, I first met Kaya at a music summer camp back in 2018 when she was an instructor and I was just a student at the camp. But I met Jake truly via the internet, and I started playing in his band back in 2021. And I met Trey also in 2021. But when Trey brought the band together, he was really looking to kind of create a band of black musicians and friends who all of us have done so many things on our own in our careers, but really wanting to get like a group of us together and try to do something new, or at least do something fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Dre. He once said, working from a shared place of love for black string band music and culture, we're developing new sounds and new ideas that keep these traditions fully grounded in the present while steeped in shared history. So what sorts of new sounds and what kind of new ideas is New Dangerfield attempting to put out? How do you see New Dangerfield enhancing the black string tradition?
Yeah, so, I feel like as New Dangerfield, we really do kind of like stand on the shoulders of just some amazing musicians and ancestors who've kind of like paved the way for what we're trying to do. I would say there's a lot of the black string band tradition that people still, I would say, kind of put in a box, or even to a point look as a very still image, something that hasn't changed or grown. And what New Dangerfield looks to do, we write, we take influences from kind of the different ways string band music has evolved, particularly, I would say, within the 21st century and beyond. And so, like, you know, there's everything from how Kaya writes songs to the incredibly progressive playing that Trey has as a three-finger banjo player. And then, you know, Jake has such an amazing vocabulary of various little traditions in which he primarily finds himself. And then I have to say, like, you know, I'm a classically and jazz trained bass player who takes all the things I've come, well, all the things I have from those traditions to add to what string band traditions we find ourselves playing together.
Okay, thank you for that. In a few digestible sound bites, could you sum up the talents of your fellow musicians, Trey, Kaya, and Jake? Just a quick soundbite for each.
Trey Wellington is arguably one of the most exciting and progressive three-finger banjo players in the scene right now. And he is incredibly creative and really just does some incredible things on the banjo that I don't think people are really doing. Kai Cater is a phenomenal banjo player and guitar player and such a wonderful songwriter. Perhaps one of my favorite voices and favorite melody and lyricists up to date. and Jake Blunt, besides from also being a phenomenal banjo player and fiddler, probably has such a deep knowledge of the Black string band tradition and is easily going to be writing the next bestsellers or most quoted research about the Black string band tradition. He's even currently working on a PhD at Brown.
Wow. Great answer. Thank you. So how did New Dangerfield capture the attention of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival director, Craig Ferguson, and what exactly excites you most about debuting at Telluride Bluegrass?
Yeah, you know, New Dangerfield, when we first played our first show, which was at the IBMA Red Hat Theater, which is arguably the biggest stage for the IBMA Bluegrass Festival that was happening in Raleigh, we played that show kind of thinking maybe it was a one-off or something we'd build from. And people connected with that performance and our music so quickly. And I think there's a part of it that is we really are in what I would say is a new renaissance of Black string band music. And I think a lot of people, probably including Craig, are really kind of catching wind of that and are like looking to expose more of that tradition and the people who play it to new audiences. And I think particularly with Telluride, the thing that excites me the most is that I want to say the last Black string band that played Telluride was maybe back in 2013 or 2014, and it was the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And so to kind of like play that stage in which, you know, a band that it's absolutely one of the reasons why all of us play the music that we play and kind of get to follow in their footsteps in that way feels absolutely amazing.
Great ending. Thank you so much. This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Nelson Williams in anticipation of the debut of his band, or one of his bands, New Dangerfield. They're debuting on Sunday, June 22nd on the main stage at, again, the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Nelson, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Susan.
You're welcome.